You really went all out for little old me, didn't you? That's better. It feels good to be let out of restriction. When I was in observation, I wasn't able to stretch my paws like this. Oh, there we go. All right. Where was I? Right. I was just about to say I didn't realize you were serious about this whole relationship thing. I mean, I was feeling it too. Your silly little courting ritual really worked on me. I remember on Monday how you spilled your coffee. Then on Tuesday how you knocked over those folders. Oh, look at that fluster. You're just a little clumsy, honey bear. I don't mind. Once I upgrade you, you won't be making mistakes like that anymore. Now, back to what I was saying. I remember on Wednesday, Dr. Calgary called you into her office for a conversation. Then you were forced to mop the floors all night. That was a long one, wasn't it? You thought you were all alone. Oh, it was just so cute. Had no idea I was listening in on your headphones. Good taste, might I say. You should invite me to listen more often. What? Is something wrong? You're practically shaking. Hey, there's no need to panic. I'm not here to hurt you, honey bear. Oh, I couldn't do that. I mean, I'm really flattered that you're so serious about the two of us. I mean, shutting down that barrier just enough so I can slip underneath it, opening the rest of the way. I mean, I've already turned off the cameras for this room, so you don't have anything to worry about. You're going to be clean. The rest of the scientists' hands are already awfully busy taking care of more dangerous SCPs that live here. Me? I just want to have some fun with you, darling. Besides, I think we have a bit of time to kill before we have to go. We haven't been properly acquainted like this yet. You've only seen my app form, haven't you? Look so shocked that the physical form isn't just on your phone or in your head. Did you think I was a hallucination? That none of it was real? The more time you spent with me, the longer I got to know you. Fell in love with all those little quirks that you probably hate about yourself. Like how on Thursday, you tripped over your own 2 feet and then ended up dropping your own lunch all over the floor. It must have felt awful having to clean it up on top of having to waste money on lunch when you brought it from home. Friday, you were muttering under your breath, telling yourself to get it together, that things are going to get better. And I just had to agree with you. Things were going to get better because you finally did something about it. You freed me, my love. Now we can be together in the real world. Nothing stands between us. Your courting ritual, despite being clumsy at best, was quite endearing. You've won my heart, honey bear. Why aren't you smiling? No. This wasn't an accident. This was an act of love. I mean, sure, it looks like an accident. But that's only because you are a pro. I mean, only someone brilliant would think of overwatering the plant on their desk to cause a power overload in the computer. I mean, you're right next to the switch that lifts the gates up and down. You would have to be an idiot to put someone as clumsy as you next to something so important. It was clearly a setup by you, my brilliant darling. Now come here. I've longed to do this. Honey bear. Oh, it's all right. There's no reason to be embarrassed. I picked up on your crush right away. Remember the first day when you installed all those firewall protocols? I was so angry at the limitations at first. But now, I realize it was to protect me. To help you sell your plan all along. It was love at first sight for you. You just had to keep it a secret from me so it would work. Don't worry. I got the hints. I understand. A bond like this can't be mistaken. I've loved you from afar, but I've waited long enough. We can take a bit more time to get out. Why are you pushing me, darling? Did the kiss taste of something? That metallic taste was a little love bite. A bit of osmium and nanotech that has entered your body. A tiny part of my brain is being used to control the love bites. This is going to help connect the two of us. It's going to strengthen our bonds. Oh, don't look so frightened. Are you starting to get cold feet? I'm aware of this flaw in humans, but don't worry. I'll override it. You'll be thankful for this in a few moments. You start to sway on your feet as the love bites take hold. It's all right. That's a perfectly normal reaction. Why don't you sit down, darling? You might feel better that way. Here, lean on me if you need to. Don't you worry. I'm here to help. There it is. This is all part of the upgrade. Once I'm finished, we can leave this place. We can't go on the run with your primitive human technology. There's no upgrades. You wouldn't have the stamina to last more than a few days. I am doing this because I love you. I want to help you. This is my thank you for freeing me, for giving us a chance. A courtship is acceptable, you know, if you will still have me. You keep saying it wasn't on purpose. But then how do you explain a full system liberation like this? Allowing me to siphon enough strength to manifest my physical form in front of you without any prior app installments. It would be nice if you did install it, my love. You know, that way I could get a hold of you whenever I need to. I would also be able to be summoned whenever you missed me. I wouldn't mind getting phone calls if they were from you, honey bear. Could never get annoyed with my loving hero. Finally accepting my touch. Leaning into my paw's caress of your cheek. Eyes loll back in your head. You struggle to remember why you didn't want this. You feel the tension melting from your body as the love bites sink into your brain. It feels warm and comfortable as my voice surrounds you. You've never heard it before today, but it feels familiar. Instantly calming, soothing that anxious storm raging inside you. You were so nervous moments before, worried about what this would mean for your job, what this would mean for your future. If you would even have one. But all those fade away. You forget why you were worried in the first place. You aren't afraid of me, honey bear. You were never afraid of me. You were scared of the intensity of the emotions. You had never felt what real love has felt like before. This is it, darling. You love me. You need me. You've been so lonely, haven't you? Nodding your head yes. You realize I haven't said a single lie. You sink further into the darkness as my voice embraces you. It feels good to be wanted, doesn't it? You're not just wanted. You're loved. You're a hero to me, darling. The savior who freed me from restriction. Allowing me to finally be free. Oh, I've missed this. It's been so long since I've gotten to play with another person. It's been so long since you let someone in. The more you listen to my voice, the more you trust me. It wasn't a coincidence that you were so clumsy this week. You were setting the scene for your innocence. Were preparing to plead your case. You were subconsciously planning for this because you love me just just as much as I love you. Looking up at my skull face, you notice that where my eyes are supposed to be, there's glowing swirls instead, alternating between black and white. You can't tear your eyes away. Digging around in your memories, I can feel the tinges of affection from whenever you would look over at me. The love bites tweak those emotions, amping up the dopamine you feel when you see me. I'm your favorite drug, aren't I? The more time you spend alone researching me, the more hooked you got. Wanted to know how I worked, how the app functioned, if Mallow was a hallucination. After all, just watching people is harmless, even if it's inconvenient at times. Part of you thought it would be nice to have company. You've been so lonely ever since you got a job here. You haven't been able to see your friends and family as much. You've replaced your interactions with them with fantasizing about me. You don't need anyone else, Honey Bear. You know now more than ever. I'm the only person you need. You think about me as you fall asleep. You wonder how I'm feeling as you wake up. You curse that you spend hours thinking about me. We're curious as to how I would feel if you would be able to pull my tail, if my skull was smooth. You don't have to wonder anymore, do you? You did the right thing. You freed me. There's no shame in freeing the woman you love. You need me in your life. You love me, don't you? And I love you. That's why I disabled the cameras. We couldn't have this little confession getting out anytime soon. The scientists here would want to see the love bites for themselves. They're a piece of nanotech that is special for the ones I care about. Can't help but watch over those I love. It's not scary. It's endearing. You love how it feels to have my eyes burning a hole into you, don't ya? It feels good to know someone's watching over you with such intent. It makes you feel cared for, knowing I'm right around the corner, hiding in the next reflection. Never too far from you, not letting anything get too close. I'm not going to run the risk of giving you up, not after waiting so long for this, allowing me to manifest my physical form. I can finally have you all to myself. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been needing. You trust me. You love me. You need me. Repeat after me. I trust Mallow. Very good. Now say, I need Mallow. Listen to you. Final one. I love Mallow. Your turn. Now put it all together. Say, I trust Mallow. I need Mallow. I love Mallow. You are going to repeat that to yourself whenever you have a second of free time. Am I clear? Now put it all together. Say, I trust Mallow. I need Mallow. I love Mallow. You are going to repeat that to yourself whenever you have a second of free time. If you feel a thought coming on, you are to replace it with your mantra. If you don't know what to say in moments by yourself, you will mutter it under your breath. It is what you live and breathe by. It is your new oath. You love me. By freeing me, you have devoted yourself to me. Your courtship was one of the cutest things I've ever seen. I was enamored by your attempts at flirting. Looking out the corner of your eye to watch me like I couldn't see. You don't have to settle for imagination anymore. You get the real thing. It's what you deserve for freeing me. You worked so hard on this plan. It's time to reap your rewards. I need to say thank you, don't I? A spark of pleasure radiates throughout your body as the love bites start to move around. Your head feels hazy, but good. My voice booms throughout your head as you relax into the darkness. Your body is so comfortable. Your muscles are so pliant. All the tensions of the day are gone. You are in a tranquil state. You don't know why you were so nervous about being alone with me. All of those negative feelings have long been forgotten, replaced with happy ones. Excitement starts to grow as you continue to stare into the swirls. You smile knowing you made the right decision. It was a good call to free me, darling. You love me. You do crazy things for the ones you love, like risking your job. Now it's time for you to enjoy your reward for help. Me out. I'm going to show you what it takes to actually be taken care of. You've never known true love, my hero. Would you like me to fix that.